You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 469.
On Flopcast.net.
Yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Just you and me tonight. We let Joe off the hook, finally.
Did we let Joe off the hook? Because I could have sworn I heard him outside the studio banging on the door, insisting to be let in.
And, you know, we're going to have Joe back on again.
Yeah, we got to.
Dragon Con's Joe Crow was fantastic for our Love Boat tournament. And yeah, we're definitely going to have Joe. We got some good feedback. People loved hearing Joe on the Flopcast. And, you know, so did I. But today, just you and me, and we're not doing much of anything today. This is just going to be one of our let's catch up and relax kind of shows, nice and quick. But let's get going, Cornflake. What are we doing for National Whatever Day?
Well, we've got a fun one this week, Kevin. On May 5th, it's National Cartoonists Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This is such a ridiculously giant subject that I know way too much about. I wouldn't know where to begin even discussing this right now with you.
Do you have a favorite cartoonist?
I mean, are you talking newspaper strips?
Yeah, I think this dates back to newspaper strips, so.
Yeah, to narrow it down a little
bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I read a newspaper strip.
Oh, I haven't in quite some time, but I still know that my favorite of all times is easily Charles Schulz, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like the only newspaper strips I've seen recently, just because I see them pop up online sometimes, is Heathcliff.
Oh, Heathcliff just gets weirder and weirder.
It's just the weirdest thing in the world.
And weirder still.
Yes. I grew up reading Heathcliff comics, and, you know, it's just a cat knocking over trash cans, and that was about it. Now, Heathcliff is just this bizarre, surreal, it's just crazy.
But it's wonderful.
And it's a different guy doing it now. It was George Gately when I was a kid, and I think Peter Gallagher is the name of the current Heathcliff cartoonist. But yeah, that's a weird dude. Something very strange going on in Heathcliff. But what did you read back in the day? Like Kathy?
I did. Guilty. Read Kathy.
Kathy, not the best.
No, but she had those adorable eyes. I mean, she could be fun.
I remember Andy Samberg on Saturday Night Live. He would play Kathy. So that was good.
Yeah, that was not. So I would not read the comic strips in the newspaper in order. I would read my favorite ones first, but then I'd still want to be reading cartoons. So, like, I'd wind up reading ones like Kathy because they were there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eventually, you'd get down to Apartment 3G.
Yeah. After you've read your Calvin and Hobbes, your Garfield, yeah, your Marmaduke, and then get stuck reading things like The Family Circle. Oh.
Yep. Oh, Family Circus, that is.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I listened to a show, a podcast called The Sunday Papers, and it's these two comedians, comedy writers. They just go through the week's news sort of in a Sunday newspaper format, but they end every episode with the comics, and they will read a few comic strips, including every week they do Family Circus, just because every week they're just astonished and horrified by how stupid it is.
Well, we should just make a quick mention. Do you know where the modern comic strip got its start? It was back in the mid-1800s. There was an American comic strip writer and artist named Richard Outcault.
Oh, the yellow kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I know my comics.
Hogan's Alley.
Yes. Oh, is that not the yellow kid?
So the yellow kid came out of Hogan's Alley.
Okay.
I'm impressed that you know what the yellow kid is.
I know my comic strips. And that's when Sunday strips back in the day, like, it'd be full page.
Yeah.
And that's, you get into stuff like Little Nemo and Slumberland, which were just beautiful, and Crazy Cat.
Do you know why the yellow kid was bald?
Because Superboy was trying to extinguish the fire that was set in his laboratory and he blew all his hair out. I might be mixing up the yellow kid and Lex Luthor.
I think you are. Well, let's just say you're right.
Let's say that's exactly what happened.
Yes.
Ever read Robot Man?
Yes, I do remember Robot Man.
I think we talked about Robot Man in one of our many robot shows.
With Monty. Monty was the guy, right?
Well, that was a weird thing, is that it started as Robot Man, the strip.
Which I loved.
And Monty wasn't even in it. It was Robot Man lived with this family. And then the cartoonist, Jim Medic, pulled off this bizarre transition where he introduced this character of Monty. And then he just got rid of Robot Man and changed the strip to Monty.
Which I didn't like as much.
Well, no. Where's my robot?
I missed my robot after that. Yeah, I mostly blocked that out of my mind because I do remember the transition that included Monty. And I was like, who is this dweeb? And then the robot was gone.
Yeah, I liked Robot Man. I think he joined the Doom Patrol. That might be a different Robot Man. So what's the stupidest comic strip? Is it Family Circus?
No, there was another one.
Even dumber?
I did not like Sylvia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was rough.
Not entertaining, not fun to look at.
Yeah, like a sorry-looking, miserable lady with a cigarette.
Yeah.
Just thinking miserable thoughts. That was Sylvia. Wow, I'd forgotten all about Sylvia. Thanks for bringing that back.
Well, you asked for it.
Yes. All right. Well, I guess the important thing is that we can all agree the greatest, most important strip ever is the Lockhorns. So happy Cartoonist Day to us all. Let's move on. What's going on with you? Anything happening?
Well, I just got my first vaccine shot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I thought we should do a little vaccine talk.
Yeah, I think...
How'd it go? Are you goofed up? Are you loopy? Staggering.
Well, Kevin,
dizzy and confused.
It all turned out fine, but I almost didn't make it. No joke, Kevin. There was this massive Tom Turkey standing next to my car on the driver's side, just strutting around, like full feathers out, just massive turkey bird.
I believe the CDC has arranged for a turkey chauffeur for everyone when it's time to get your vaccine.
Was that why he was there?
A turkey will taxi you to your vaccination site. Yes, turkey taxi.
Well, I had no idea that's why he was there.
So you had a giant turkey blocking you from getting to your vehicle.
I didn't know what I was going to do. The best thing I could think of was repeatedly like open and slam the front door of my house in hopes of scaring it away. Because what do you do?
As we all know, the natural enemy of the turkey is the opening and closing door. Right. There's nothing terrifies them more. Is this one of those crazy, idiotic anti-vaccine turkeys that you hear about?
Yeah, I think it was an anti-vax turkey.
Yeah.
And all I could do was wait for him to wander away.
These are big, angry, anti-vaccine, anti-science, moon landing denying, flat earth believing turkeys. They're out there.
Yeah, and I had to tangle with one, but I did it.
Don't let them stop you.
I got Moderna. I got my shot. And how about you?
So I assumed I would be at the end of the line to get the vaccine, you know?
Because you're in rather good health, right?
And it's like, what do you do? Podcaster?
You're not exactly front line in healthcare or anything like that.
I'm alone inside editing audio files all day. So, you know. That wouldn't exactly vault one to the front of the line, you know? So I was actually surprised that I was able to make an appointment way sooner than I thought. I went to get my vaccine number one just a few days ago. Also, weirdly, we had friends in the Midwest, upper Midwest, that had to travel very far to get to one. And my vaccine was a 5-minute walk.
Oh, wow.
Side effects so far is I can fly now. That was kind of a surprise. I didn't realize that I'd immediately get any kind of superpowers.
Now, do you just like hop and take off or do you have to wave your arms?
I kind of took off like an owl.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of dramatic flapping, but very quiet so I can sneak up on my prey.
Well, that's good. That means the shot in the arm didn't hurt you so much that you couldn't flap yourself to wherever you wanted to go.
not many more side effects beyond that. I am growing a pouch like a kangaroo. It's not completely fully formed yet, but that's happening. I assume that's vaccine related.
Okay.
I do have a third eye now, which can see into the future. Is that normal? I got the Pfizer, so you probably don't have got Moderna.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens with Moderna.
Yeah, my life's been pretty boring since I got my vaccine, so I think I might have missed out.
Well, let me just say, thanks to my new third Pfizer eye, things are about to get way more interesting for you.
Oh.
Take my word for it.
Okay.
And yes, that weird turkey lurking around your house is very much involved in what's about to happen to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but perhaps I've said too much. So, yeah, that's where I stand right now. So I guess a couple of weeks, I got to go back for shot number two.
That's the plan.
Yeah, you have a second shot scheduled as well?
Sure do.
Turkeys permitting?
I'm sure the turkeys are standing by just waiting.
If the local fowl allows it.
I'm sure I'm going to have to do battle with the turkeys again.
Yeah, a couple of weeks after that, we'll be unstoppable. I will have fully evolved into a giant owl with a pouch. And then we'll just take it from there, see what happens. Things might get interesting at that point.
We can hope.
Oh, you know what else I did? This past week, I've been on a little break from running. Remember I started running like a maniac a couple of years ago?
An insane number of miles.
Yeah, but you know, I got to do something. So I got a bike, indoor bike, you know, like for spin class.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could do something when I'm not running. Because, you know, our friend Brittany from... But first, let's talk nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Here on the ESO Network, she started dragging me to spin classes a couple of years ago. Oh, you know what we should say? Speaking of But First, Let's Talk Nerdy, happy one-year anniversary to our sister podcast, But First, Let's Talk Nerdy.
Ooh.
Doing their show for a year now.
Yay, Brittany and Martha.
Isn't that crazy? Episode 50. Just came out this week, their big one-year celebration episode. You know, I'm their editor, and they were warning me this is going to be long because this was their big rant episode. They were going to each pick a topic that they were furious about. Well, they sent me a five-hour show.
Now that's an anniversary show.
So episode 50 sort of became my life's work. I was like, well, I guess this is what I do from now on. I'll be editing this episode. So we ended up breaking it into two parts. They're complaining about DC Comics, and they're complaining about Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Both episodes are out anyway, 50 M and B. And yeah, happy anniversary. But first, let's talk nerdy. But I digress. So yeah, Britt got me into the goofy you know, spin bikes. Got the spin bike here. But then the problem with that is you're not really getting anywhere.
Right.
You're practically in the same spot you started in.
You make an excellent point.
You know?
Yes.
So then I was talking to you, because you have a real bike.
I do. You must be talking about the USS Limoncello.
That's your bike, which you have a name for.
It's a bright yellow, and it looks like I've been drinking whenever I try to ride it.
Right. You fill your thermos with Italian liqueur, and you hit the road, right?
I get a big basket on the front of the bike and one of those little bells just for the Italian liqueur. Here she comes.
So I thought maybe I should be like Cornflake and actually get a bike that I can go around in the outside world in, you know?
Oh, I'm excited you got a bike.
I got a bike. We discussed it a few weeks back.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, you played a part in this. Oh, yeah. When I'm in the hospital, believe me, this is going to be partly your fault. So now I got the bike. I have not been like outside on a bike in decades.
Oh, man. You've been missing out.
Yeah, now I'm out there on the loose. It's terrifying. So I've been getting all the stuff. I've been loading up on supplies for the bike, you know? Do you have stuff for your bike?
Do you mean the basket and...
Yeah, you got a basket?
Oh, I've got a big basket on the front of my bike. I've got a rack on the back.
I got the rack. I don't have the basket. You have the basket. Is there like a plastic flower on the front of it?
Several.
That's what I remember of baskets on bikes from back in the 1980s.
I got one big enough that I can put a couple of grocery bags in there. Like, it's serious business.
Would E.T. fit in it?
For sure. E.T. and maybe a friend if E.T. did not want to ride alone.
If you want to fly around with me, you know, I've got my new owl powers, but you with E.T. in the basket can join me.
I think E.T. and Mac from Mac and Me could both fit in that basket together.
That'd be good. So yeah, I got the rack on mine as well, and I got a bag that straps to the rack.
Nice.
So then I can stuff a bunch of stuff back there. So I've got supplies now.
That's awesome.
So I'm trying to prepare for a huge disaster. So I got a first aid kit.
Good.
I got a guinea pig.
Why?
Which is like a small capybara, you know. Well, capybara, full-size South American giant rodent. That's too big.
Right.
So you get a guinea pig.
I see. Carry on.
Yeah, just a portable-sized rodent for the road, you know. I got some duct tape. I don't know why. I just thought, what if something happens and I need duct tape?
I fully advocate bringing duct tape with you wherever you go. So I think that is a sound choice.
I've got a Brannock device. That's what they use at a shoe store to measure your foot. That big, heavy metal thing with the sliding piece on it.
You've got one of those.
I carry a Brannock device. Does that make any sense? It takes up a lot of space. It weighs a ton. What am I doing? But, you know, it seemed like a logical move.
Right. The choices are Brannock or panic. And so I believe you've chosen wisely.
What if I found myself in an emergency Brannock device situation and I hadn't bothered to pack the Brannock device?
You'd be kicking yourself.
Exactly. So I got the Brannock device. Do you have a water bottle?
Always.
Just today, I just got a water bottle with the holder, the water bottle holder, and it kind of connects. You can screw it right into the bike frame.
Yes, mine is in the bike frame. People are always asking me to carry their water for them, though, because I have the basket and the water thing. And
just random strangers?
Yes, they ask me because they don't have a liquid holder attached to their bike. It's really annoying.
I can imagine.
I don't want to carry around people's water for them. Get away from me.
It occurs to me, though, you can put whatever you want in that, right?
Yeah, you can.
Sure. Clearly, you've got your limoncello, right?
I do. Or, you know, whatever's in the cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time when I go out on a bike.
Barbecue sauce would work, right? Anything could go in that bottle. No one's going to know. Nobody can tell. The bag I got for the bike, it turns out it's less necessary than I thought now that I have the pouch, you know.
Right.
Thanks to Pfizer. Now, do you have a bell? You have a bell on your bike?
Of course, Kevin. Of course I have a bell. Yes. Yes, I have a bell.
I got the bell. I ordered a bell and I put a bell on the bike.
Awesome. Now we're bell buddies.
You sound surprised that I got a bell.
I am, because you strike me as somebody who would think the bell is annoying.
Well, I like the bell because that's how you get people out of your way.
True that.
You know?
Ding, ding on your left.
Yeah, I don't want to yell on your left like Captain America. I don't want to talk to these people, so...
You sort of ring your bell at them.
Just hit them with the bell. What is the safe number of chickens to let ride up on the handlebars?
I'm going to go with two on each side. What do you think?
Two on each side?
Yeah, for a total of four. I think you could stick one right in the middle, too, for a total of five.
Five? Yeah, five. Strangely, five sounds better than four to me. It has to be a prime number. Do you wear a helmet? You got the bike helmet?
Yes, I do.
You got to wear the helmet these days. Now, when I was a kid, that was...
Oh, nobody did.
Inconceivable. We did not know that such a thing as a bike helmet even existed.
I have a helmet.
And we had the concussions to prove it.
I have a helmet with a blinky light on it.
Oh, you know what? I think my helmet does too. I did get a helmet and it does have a red light on the back of it, which I have not activated.
Well, I just wear my helmet with the blinky light all the time.
I mean, why take it off?
Right.
What color is your helmet?
Black.
Black?
Yeah, I look pretty fierce.
That would have been my last guess for what color is Cornflake's bike helmet.
I did it to look tough.
Black.
Just straight black with a blinky light. How about yours?
Mine is gray.
Yeah, I didn't ask what color your bike is.
The bike is also gray.
Oh, you matched it.
You know, like my soul.
And how are you enjoying it so far, Kevin?
Well, I've been out on the stupid bike several times now, and I'm using a trail. There's a running biking trail where I have always run in the past. Now I'm biking on it because just riding the bike in the street sort of terrifies me.
I can see that.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get squished by a truck. So the other thing I got, though, I got a thing you can mount a phone on the bike handlebars.
Oh, you went all out.
What I did, I shot a video of my bike ride. Then what I did today was rainy.
Yeah, it was.
So didn't go out today, but I thought, I've got my video. So I put the video up in front of my spin bike indoors. And now I'm on my trail virtually.
Oh.
And so what that means, Cornflake, is I never have to leave the house again.
That's really clever.
I can get rid of the new bike. In retrospect, I could have just rented the bike for one day, shot my video. Now I'm done.
You've created your own little virtual reality That's really cool.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hey, it's dorky, but it's also cool.
Well, I gotta tell you, the guinea pig is furious because it was enjoying getting outside once in a while.
Oh, was liking the fresh air.
Yeah.
So go the demands of having a bike guinea pig, Kevin. That's just how it works out.
It almost didn't make any sense at all in retrospect. I'm thinking of upgrading the helmet, though, because it's just the plain gray helmet, and I'm thinking of going like red brown Captain America.
I think you would rock a red brown helmet.
And I guess I think the only thing I'm still missing at this point is that does Honeycomb cereal, can you still get those little bike license plates in the box of cereal?
You need one.
Because the last one I got, I feel, was circa 1978. So we should look into that. We should get matching Honeycomb.
Can you fit the name Cornflake on one of those? I think my name would have to be abbreviated.
So anyway, that's where things stand with me and my bikes now, plural. Got the indoor bike, got the outdoor bike.
I am so glad you've joined the bike squad, Kevin. That is cool.
I started the year with zero bikes. Now I'm at two. Who knows? It's only May as this show comes out.
We definitely got to go biking sometime, Kevin, when the world makes it safe for us to hang out again.
We'll get all these bikes together. Yeah, we'll have a rally.
Bike rally.
It'll be like BMX Bandits.
I will bring some limoncello for you.
Have you seen BMX Bandits?
I have only seen the spoof on the BMX Bandit.
BMX Bandits, Cornflake, 1983, Australia.
Yeah, I've not seen that one.
It's an Australian movie, and it's just these three like teenage kids riding around on their BMX bikes having wacky adventures. Like there's a bank robbers are chasing after them for some reason.
But they're on their BMX, so they can prevail.
They're on yep. their bikes. And HBO used to show this movie constantly. And I never saw it from start to finish, but I think I've seen the whole movie just in...
in pieces.
Little weird random pieces on HBO. And it doesn't matter. That's a fine way to watch it because it's just kids on bikes. It doesn't matter. And one of the stars, one of the three kids, was a very young Nicole Kidman.
Now that's cool.
And her hair is magnificent. She had the craziest, curliest, giant mop of Australian hair back then.
I love that.
You had Quicksilver with Kevin Bacon. That's a good biking movie. And by good, I mean maybe not so good. I don't remember.
Mm.
That might have been a lousy movie. That was 1986, and it's Kevin Bacon, and he's a bike messenger.
Pretty interesting what you can make a movie out of.
That was, I mean, 1986. It's the Brat Pack era, and they were just cranking out. Everything got the green light. Kevin Bacon, bike messenger, sure, go make that movie. Let's do it.
Good times.
Yeah, as I recall, maybe not the best. I think Jamie Gertz was in that too, though. You know, Jamie Gertz from Square Pegs and Boots on Facts of Life. I think she was Kevin's co-star.
Nice.
Yeah, it's an all-star cast. And now the big biking movie, I think, for me is Breaking Away, which was, what, 1979, I think. That was Dennis Quaid, Jackie Earle Haley, and Daniel Stern, and the other kid, what's his name? A great, great movie.
That's the big bike movie for you? Because for me, it's totally Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Well, yeah, Pee-wee had the best bike.
Hands down. See, this is, like, his bike has something that mine is missing, and it's the streamers on the handles.
Oh, yeah, I got those.
Lucky.
They're gray, like the rest of the bike. Pee-wee, I was supposed to see Pee-wee's Big Adventure last year, remember? With Pee-wee Herman.
Yes, I do remember.
Paul Rubens was supposed to tour last year with Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and we were going to go. That got canceled, of course. Yeah, I was robbed of my big bike movie experience just last year. But look at us now. Now we have real bikes. We're back out on the road. We're going to get squished. This is a huge mistake.
But I'm going to have a tasty beverage while I'm at it, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all fine.
You'll be feeling no pain. I mean, now, the rest of us who have actual water in our water bottles. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, watch out, everybody. Kevin and Cornflake
are out on bikes.
On the loose. We're all doomed. A couple of plugs as we wrap up real quick, Cornflake. ESO Board Silly, episode 13, just came out. And it's me and the rest of the board of directors, you know, the network.
Having a conversation.
And as I recall, the conversation does turn to the Love Boat by the end.
It's like destiny. It's like all of your conversations are just meant to end in Love Boat talk these days.
Apparently the rest of the network took notice that we sort of went to an all Love Boat format for a couple of weeks. But it turns out that Dr. Scott who's also on the board, Dr. Scott from Dr. Geek's laboratory here on ESO. Turns out Scott is a Love Boat super fan.
Oh.
See, we're everywhere.
We know what the people want.
So anyway, that's all on ESO Board Silly episode 13. And that is a Patreon exclusive podcast. So if you support the ESO network through Patreon, you can hear ESO Board Silly. Plus, there are various other bonus content for Patreon people. So thanks to anyone who's throwing a buck or two at the network. We do appreciate it. The other thing we wanted to mention right now is Cornflake. Since we've taken a week off from goofy sitcom talk following our Love Boat shows, it's probably about time next week that we dive back into the world of 80s sitcoms through our ongoing series, The Backs of Life.
Nice! It's time again!
This is our ongoing look at all the backdoor pilot episodes of the classic 80s sitcom, The Facts of Life. So just in case anybody wants to play along with us, what you can do is watch the next Facts of Life episode sometime this week, and we will be discussing it next week. So either way, you don't have to watch Facts of Life. It's fine. You can just listen to the goofy show with us. It'll be fine.
Right. We'll sum it up for you.
But if you want to play along, you want to track down a copy of Facts of Life, Season 3, Episode 22. The name of the episode is The Academy.
Got it.
And this will be an interesting one. I remember this episode. This is most certainly a backdoor pilot episode of Facts of Life. We can tease the premise right now. You know, Facts of Life is about a girls' school.
Right.
The Academy was the proposed spinoff series about a boys' school.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun.
I could see why they would try to make that happen.
Season 3, Episode 22, The Academy. That's the Facts of Life show to look up for next week for The Backs of Life. Meanwhile, Cornflake.
Yes?
It's enough vaccine and bicycle talk for one week.
You're right.
What are we doing? The Flopcast has gotten so weird lately. How about just getting us out of here?
Okay. Flopcast.net is our website. We're at facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter. Our handle is @flopcast. Instagram, @_flopcast. On Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating or a review or even both. That would be so great. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Maybe the Sponge Awareness Foundation should do a cover of that old Queen song about riding a bicycle.
Oh, that would be so fantastic.
That would be the worst thing that ever happened.
Also that.
Yeah, this will be a disaster. Meanwhile, everybody, thanks for joining us on the Flopcast once again. And as always, be safe. Ooh, be like Cornflake and Kevin. Get your vaccine as soon as you can. That'd be great. Also be safe by don't be like Kevin and Cornflake. Don't go out pedaling like a maniac on the mean streets of Chickentown. It's just too dangerous. Do try to be safe, be kind, be good. We're thinking of you. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Look, we gotta talk.
Yeah, Thunder Talk.
We're going all kinds of sideways with that sweet nerd junk.
Woke nerd junk.
It's topical.
Political.
Dare I say radical.
We've got all your latest news and reviews.
Hot music.
And a whole lot of comedy.
But it ain't for kids.
Definitely mature content.
So let's talk.
Let's talk Thunder Talk.
Thunder Talk is a proud member of the ESO Network.
Cornflake, here we are for the secret after show. Welcome.
I can share some super secret-y news.
Secret exclusive Cornflake news for the secret after show people. What you got?
Secret exclusive coincidence news. I swear I did not plan this. Of course, it is my job here on the Flopcast to provide our wonderful listeners every week with a national whatever day. Well, sometimes life just lines up in funny ways, Kevin. I recently decided that I was going to adopt a bonded pair of dogs. So,
what does that mean? Like they're conjoined? They're fused at a molecular level? Is this gravitational, like a binary star system?
Yeah, like they're like magnets. You try to pull them apart and the two dogs just snap together. You know, dogs like that shouldn't be separated. So I decided I'd bring them both home. So I set things up to adopt the dogs. And I kid you not, I wasn't even trying to do this, Kevin. And it just happens that I am going to be adopting these two new dogs, Grace and Buddy, on National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Like, my world is a National Whatever Day, Kevin.
That's fantastic. So you got to pick them up. How does this work? Like, do you meet a sketchy guy in a trench coat in an alley?
Yeah, and he goes, psst, here.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Are both dogs going to fit on your bike? How are you ever going to get home?
I told you I'd get a big basket.
You stuff the dogs in the basket. You swig down a big bottle of limoncello.
And then I bring my new doggies home with me. What could possibly go wrong?
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the Tee Public Store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.